Good evening, all. Stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Sharon Stover.
Chris Starling.
Carol Peck.
Allison Bonanno.
Jennifer DiVito.
Perfect. All right. Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, spell your last name, please, for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or by the council majority vote. Can I have a motion for approval of the minutes of November 8th?
I make a motion we approve the minutes of November 8th.
All right. Okay. And approval of the minutes for this evening, November 29th.
Agenda.
Agenda, sorry. I do that all the time. Agenda, I gotta read it.
I move we approve the agenda for tonight.
Okay. Nothing? Okay, so we have nothing from the commissioner's office. Let's move it to planning and zoning. First one, DR22-0603 Vogel Breath Design Review for finished grade on a 2.0 acres in an RE zone, generally located on the east side of Fort Apache, south side of Helena Avenue, within Low Mountain. Is the applicant here? How are you doing?
That's me. How's it going?
Perfect.
Brett Vogel. That's V-O-G-E-L. I live at 7801 West Rosada Way. And we are building a house, my family and I. And in order to do that, we're going to split our 2 acre lot into three parcels. And in doing that, the drainage study that Public Works is telling me that I have to raise the lot for drainage.
Yep.
Show you a couple of little things I have here. Paperwork, check out.
Thank you.
Now, see, two lots, you said, right?
So, three lots.
2 acres, though, right?
2 acres. And so, what I'm doing is I'm splitting it into three.
Okay.
And then, so this will be
45,000,
yeah.
20,000, and 21,000.
Okay.
Yeah, so it all matches RE.
Is this yours?
That's mine.
Okay.
Of course. And then, believe it or not, my dad's going to take this one, and my brother-in-law's going to take this one.
So you already
keep
have
it. In the family.
Which one are we talking
it's
about?
It's not split.
This one?
Yeah, so this is the parcel map, and I'm going to take this lot here. And then family.
It goes this way, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And so this is, if you look at the next page, I think you'll see a layout of the houses.
Yep.
These two houses haven't been designed yet, but the pads are set.
Did they approve this already?
They did, yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so.
The U-shaped driveway on?
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's Helena. I don't think it's a, it's like a
major,
not a major
it's
road.
Not a major
they
street.
Let you do that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, basically what's going on is this land slopes in this direction, and it gets pretty heavy over here. And so the corner of my RV garage and this house get pretty steep. And you can see that on, if you turn to the next page.
Yeah.
There's a...
Yeah, they come down pretty great.
And this is basically that side...
it's here.
It's right here. It's this section six right here. And so just kind of nothing really I can do to
mediate
that. So.
So it's here.
Yeah.
I got a couple other exhibits and I have my architectural plans for all the house as well.
Okay.
If you care to look at that.
So how far is it, how far is it, how big are your outside walls going to be than where you're filling?
So the 6-foot perimeter walls, so like the standard height 6-foot wall.
Right.
If I...
Is it going to sit on top of a retaining wall?
It's going to have to sit on top of a retaining wall.
Right.
Because I guess the biggest concern is privacy for the neighbors, right? Or...
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
It's not always that.
Okay.
Because they're looking at a big wall.
What's your highest wall, including your retaining wall?
I think the max height wall is a 3-foot retainer.
Okay, well, that's by code, you're allowed to have a 3-foot wall.
Yeah, 9 feet.
And then a 6-foot.
On top of that.
6-foot on top of that, and I think that is...
9 feet, right?
9 feet.
Yeah.
That's why they don't need a variance on that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So the question is, the grade.
Yes.
Yes, which is 2 foot. I mean, this is what has to be done, but
right.
We don't have any other questions from the board. We'll
so tell me,
sure.
This. So where is, so the perimeter among the rows?
Yes.
It will all be,
that really,
what height are you stepping up?
That actually has, these will all be almost at grade. So if you, like in here, this will almost be right at grade. The only two sections are interior of the lot and along this wall right here.
Talking the east side?
The east side, yes.
East side will have
there's
the 9
already,
foot.
There's already a existing development right there, these
right.
two homes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And so I'll have to put a retaining wall in this section here
okay.
in order to drain to the front of the...
To get the
to get the correct drainage.
Yeah, and, to get the water to flow away.
Yes, and Public Works already, I already got my drainage study approval letter, so I don't know if you care to look at that or not, but...
Do you share walls with that tract?
I will, but I won't because I'll have to put a retaining wall in front of their wall in order to hold back the earth.
Right.
Then,
so
yeah.
What's the gap between the walls?
It's going to be, I think it's 4 inches, the minimum gap.
And
yes.
then you'll cement over the top?
Whatever the requirement is.
Yeah.
And the county will actually, they'll have their requirements and I'll have to get that inspected. So that...
You might have a problem with the footing from the existing wall if you're going to go 4 inches. Just saying.
Yeah. I think what they make you do is like
down
jackhammer the, or some sort of thing there to get into that footing.
Yeah,
it's either 30 inches or 4 inches.
Right.
I think it's to get to so kids can't get stuck in there.
Yeah, 30 inches, you got to clean it out all the time. 4 inches,
pain.
If you put styrofoam in there.
Yeah,
you
don't want the trash accumulating in there. That's
not
a mess. It's terrible. Okay. All righty.
You have a question?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an exciting project.
Oh.
Let me.
It's been exciting, that's for sure.
I'll take this opportunity to open up to the public if they have any questions, comments, or concerns. Nope, seeing none, we'll bring it back. And anybody want to make a motion or additional questions of the applicant?
I'll make a motion.
So,
I'll make a motion on DR220603 Vogel Brett. For finished design review for finished grade on 2.0 acres in RA rural estates residential RNP1 zone and that for approval.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you want to come back?
Yeah, take this back. You'll need it for the wherever you're going.
Yeah,
next meeting.
That'll be good.
They go to the PCC or the BCC?
Yes. BCC.
BCC?
Yes, on the 21st. So hopefully it's a good Christmas gift.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Okay.
All right. Look at general business. I see none. Any comments by the general public? No comments. Okay, so our next meeting will be December 13th, and this meeting is adjourned.
All right. Lucy, you did that in
9 minutes.
Nine.
I'm slacking.